The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
Now, what a weekend it was in sport, with Irish rugby triumphing in the series over New Zealand, the All Blacks, and the Limerick Hurlers winning their fourth All-Ireland title in 5 years by beating Kilkenny in what everyone says was a classic. And of course, Rory McIlroy falling short at the Open. Owen Sheen from Off the Ball is with me. Owen, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
You're still breathless, I suspect.
Yeah.
After yesterday. Fantastic.
It was a hell of a weekend. I mean, the hurling itself, I was at the hurling yesterday, was just this brilliant occasion. It was akin to 2018. You wouldn't say that about a team who've won four All-Irelands at this point, but it felt like the first time because they've had to do two All-Irelands in COVID. And I think that the connection that this Limerick team has with the Limerick supporters is particularly special. It was very emotional at full time yesterday, just like it was in 2018. And this looks like a team that are going to ride this wave again and are going to be hard to stop for the next couple of years.
Now, what about Brian Cody's Kilkenny? I mean, they were challenging right up to the end.
They were excellent yesterday. It's hard to know what more they could have done. Maybe their attacking plan was a little bit one-dimensional. It was very sort of long ball based on getting the ball to TJ Reid. But to be fair, when you have him in your team, you want to get the ball to him. So you can't really blame him. The individual performances in certain areas, their full back line in particular, were excellent. It was just that half-forward line for Limerick which killed them. And when you have Garrod Hegarty, the man mountain that he is, and with the skills that he has as well, it's very, very hard to stop that line.
Just looking at it as an untutored eye, because I've never played hurling, it seemed the breaking ball always seemed to break ultimately at the end of the tussle to Limerick.
And that was particularly the case in the Limerick full back line, and they had prepared for the eventuality that Kilkenny would go along, and they seemed to have two extra bodies, not just one. It felt always as if they had two extra bodies in those areas. And you're right, I think when the ball broke, they were the men to come away with it. And then, as I say, they had those attackers like Kyle Hayes as well on top of Hegarty. He was absolutely immense yesterday. Even someone like Dermot Burns, who's able to notch a free from his own 21, that sort of range, they can score from everywhere. They're an awesome team, and their feet seem on the ground. They've got used to winning consecutive All-Ireland. The thing about them this year is that they really had to run the gauntlet, from the Clare extra time match to Galway sneaking over the line against them, to Kilkenny putting up a massive fight yesterday. It feels like this is almost one of the hardest ones they've had to win. Again,
we were talking about that box that had to be ticked, beating Kilkenny in Croke Park.
And they did it. They did it pretty emphatically. And I think they're a better team now than they were in 19, Limerick. And I think that Kilkenny team is better than they were in 19 as well. So hurling has kind of gone up a notch over the last few years. I think yesterday doesn't do any damage whatsoever to Cody's legacy at all, despite having another defeat on his record.
Okay, now let's talk rugby. And what a game on Saturday morning.
That was incredible. And the first half performance from Ireland was one of the best halves of rugby ever going to see from Ireland. Of course, when you give the All Blacks just a sniff, they tend to race back into it. And you did think midway through the second half that Ireland were in a spot of bother. So I think it's more impressive, those last 20 minutes that Ireland put in, they were more impressive than the first 40 minutes.
Because, of course, they had to cope with 14 men for 10 minutes when Porter was sent off.
They did. So they were lucky that Porter didn't get a red card, let's be honest here. So he probably should have been sent off. And I know that the New Zealand fans aren't big fans of Wayne Barnes anyway. They'll be even smaller fans of him after what happened at the weekend. The thing is, New Zealand may maybe over the next few months we'll look back, not as a blessing in disguise, but you would suspect that Ian Foster and his job is under a bit of threat over the next couple of games. They're going to play South Africa twice to start the Rugby Championship. They are two games that are basically to save his job. If they have a change of coach to Scott Robertson or maybe a Joe Schmidt, could that be the change they need to get them over the line at the World Cup next year? So maybe Ireland have given New Zealand the kick that we didn't want to give them. But
and of course, the Wallabies sickened by England's winning of the series.
Yeah, and I think after the first test, you thought that like Australia are back and England maybe in a bit of trouble, and Eddie Jones in a bit of trouble, but not to be on this occasion. I just get the feeling that come the World Cup next year, England will be right in the mix again. Eddie Jones has got a fierce knack of doing this, and I don't think he's overly concerned about what would have happened in the spring this year. But I think getting this tour win was important. I think his job would have been under immediate threat had they lost the series to Australia.
Interesting, France don't have a Southern Hemisphere tour, so everyone else, they're not going to Japan, are they? Because that's the only area that's left.
Yeah, and I guess the other one is that in the absence of France going to not going to the Southern Hemisphere and not having a tour like that, that means that Ireland go to world number one this morning, which maybe we don't necessarily want. And then the other element of all of this is that the Springboks have looked fallible in that series against Wales. So it feels very 2018 all of a sudden. 2018, like, I mean, a full Croke Park of Limerick fans and Limerick winning the All-Ireland. 2018, Ireland's top of the rugby universe again. It just feels like we've turned the clocks back 4 years at the weekend.
Now let's talk golf and Rory McIlroy. I mean, I felt really sure that, you know, if something terrible didn't happen to him, that he would win. And nothing terrible happened to him.
Yeah, and I think Paul McGinley maybe nailed it on Sky Sports yesterday, is that par in this course is what, 67 for McIlroy, and maybe he just didn't, maybe wasn't, not brave enough, but maybe he just wasn't acutely aware of what Cameron Smith was doing. Maybe if his playing partner Victor Hovland was having a better day, it might have kicked him into gear a little bit more, maybe if he had taken a couple of more risks here and there. But it's hard to be overly critical of him when his round wasn't a blow up like it was at Augusta all those years ago. But that maybe makes it harder to take. This could be the worst one of the lot to take for McIlroy. It was certainly the most frustrating to watch because it seemed like he was powerless to get a birdie in that back nine, as you could see Cameron Smith going on the charge.
Got five birdies in that back nine, didn't he?
Yeah.
But McIlroy says, I didn't do much wrong today, but I didn't do much right either.
Yeah, like that's the whole thing. And when he knew he needed to get to 20 under par, I would suspect. So maybe the fact that his playing partner was playing poorly makes no difference whatsoever if he needed to get to that score. But everything seemed to add up for McIlroy at all four majors this year. And you would have thought that given his four performances, especially on the final weekends, he would have got one piece of silverware, and he doesn't. And it's particularly gut-wrenching for him now that he's got to wait 8 months before another crack at a major. And I see a stat that Rory beat or tied 97.5% of golfers he faced across all four majors this year, and somehow he didn't win a single one of them. He was, you could make an argument that he was the best major player this season, but it doesn't matter if you're not the best major player in an entire week.
I'm not an expert on golf stats, but the winner, Cameron Smith, he's the best putter now currently on tour.
Well, certainly, to the eye, that would stand up watching him yesterday. And to be fair, he's been spoken about in historic terms when it comes to his putter when we've watched him all this season as well. Certainly, McGinley raves about him. So he was a deserving winner, and I'm sure people would be genuinely happy for him. But it felt like a bit of a Rory McIlroy moment of arrival yesterday to get to five, and it just didn't happen.
And finally, we had the ladies' Gaelic football semi-finals.
Yeah, it's going to be a Kerry versus Meath final in a couple of weeks' time. So Kerry beating Mayo, it was all goals for them on Saturday. They got a very, very good start, and the goals won that particular game for them. And then Meath managed to survive a late yellow card to Vicky Wall. She was off the pitch for 10 crucial minutes, and Donegal perhaps would come away from that pretty heartbroken because they had a few late goal chances. But Meath, the reigning champions, Kerry, the Division 2 champions, it's going to be a hell of a final. I think you'd make Kerry big outsiders for this, but I think they have a better chance than maybe some people think.
Owen Sheen of Off the Ball, thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.